This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, what do mouse traps and love for your Christian friends have in common? The answer is coming up. Daily Discipleship is a radio ministry of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
I remember the year our house was infested with mice. We were living on a farm in southwestern Iowa, and for some reason, the mice were on the offensive. They were everywhere. At night, we could hear them running around in the walls of our bedroom. In the morning, we cleaned up the mess they left behind. They had nosed their way into the flour, the oatmeal, and the sugar bin. My mother was horrified by the sudden invasion because she knew mice could carry disease, and she wanted to protect her family. The next time she went to town, she bought a dozen mouse traps and proceeded to eliminate the problem. I was about 6 years old and was fascinated by these spring-loaded traps. My mother would put a dab of butter or cheese on the trigger and set the trap along the walls of the kitchen. She warned me not to get near them. After all, you put a 6-year-old in a room with a dozen mouse traps, and something is bound to happen. But the mouse traps were to catch mice, not me. Hold that picture of farm life in your mind and allow it to serve as a backdrop for the words of the Apostle John in 1 John 2:10. The one claiming he is in the light and hating his brother is in darkness still, and the one loving his brother remains in the light and entrapment is not in him. The word translated entrapment is from the Greek word shandalon and refers to the trigger of a trap to which the bait is affixed and by which the trap is sprung. The one who loves his brother has nothing in him that will be a trigger to harm him. But I've seen that happen. I recall a young man who fell under the influence of a prominent Christian leader. The leader led the young man to believe the best way to reach his friends for Christ was to jump right in there with their drinking and wild parties. The leader didn't realize he was setting a trap that would eventually harm the young man. Today, his understudy is an alcoholic, divorced from his wife, and living in sin with another woman. John reminds us to walk in the light, walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, live in obedience to the Scriptures, and you will never knowingly or unknowingly trap your brother or sister into sin. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigators Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. You'll find this daily devotional and Bible reading guide a valuable aid in your personal time alone with God. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.